Welcome and blessed High Sabbath. Today we will continue a children's school lesson 42 for this day, 9/21/2013. Welcome to those on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording later. Blessed Sabbath, everyone. We will begin our children's study. We are in Desire of Ages, Chapter 2. The title is The Chosen People, Part 1. We'll begin with our opening song, taken from the hymn book, number 384, Safely Through Another Week.
Amen. Blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing see, waiting in His court today. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, Mary, rest this day and thee. From our worldly cares set free, Mary, rest this day and thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we in thy house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sin, His comfort stand. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to hang with Thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to end with Thee.
Amen. That was beautiful, dear sister. Now we're going to have opening prayer. So we have a request for the little ones to be able to open prayer. Mommy or Daddy, come up to the mic.
Abba, I thank you for this field to have this blessed day. I thank you for this field to wake us up this morning and yet have another blessed day. I thank you for me being able to pass the test now way, be able to be baptized and be chosen of being a vessel for you. But forgive me for my sins and enabling my Christ-like spirit, and let me be able to be righteous in my heart, even as I go on unto my life. We bless you to be careful of what we do or what we hear or what we see, and to be knowing good from evil, and to be humbled in all our days as we are crept into this earth's history. This is my prayer, and this past one, and amen.
Amen. Boys and girls, we will begin with our first scripture for the study. Is taken from Isaiah 53, verse 2, from the King James Version. It reads, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So this week, boys and girls, we will begin a new study in chapter 2 entitled, The Chosen People. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Amen. In Genesis 12:2-3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen.
Michael 5:7.
And the remnant.
And the remnant.
Of Jacob.
Of Jacob.
Shall be.
Shall be.
In the midst.
In the midst.
Of many people.
Of many people.
As they do. As they do.
As they do.
From the Lord.
From the Lord.
As the showers.
As the showers.
Upon the grass.
Upon the grass.
That tarry.
And tarry.
Not for man.
Not for man.
Nor waiteth.
Nor waiteth.
For the sun.
For the sun.
Amen.
Isaiah 56:7, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people.
Deuteronomy 26:18-19. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:10. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Deuteronomy 4:6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful thing to hear all of your beautiful voices. We will continue our study. In Desire Ages, chapter 2, pages 27 to 28. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 27. More than 8,000 years, the Jewish people had awaited the Savior's coming. Upon this event, they had rested their brightest hopes in songs, in prophecy, in temple rite, and household prayed.
Household prayer.
They had
enshrined
his name, and yet at his coming they knew him not. The beloved of heaven was to them as a root out of a dry garden. He had
no form nor
comeliness, and they saw in him no
beauty
that they should desire him. He came unto his own, and his own
received
him not.
Isaiah.
53 to John 1:11. The Desire of Ages 21.
Desire of Ages, page 27.
Yep, God
had chosen
Israel.
He called them to preserve among men the knowledge of his law
and
of the symbols
and
prophecies
that
pointed them
to
the Savior.
He desired them to be as wells of salvation to the world.
What? Abraham was in the Lord of land of his soldier. What? Joseph was in Egypt. The and Daniel in the court of Babylon. The Hebrew people were to be among the nations. They were to reveal God to men.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 27, paragraph 2.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 27. In the call of Abraham, the Lord had said, I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, 2, 3. The same teaching was repeated through the prophets. Even after Israel had been wasted by war and captivity, the promise was theirs. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. Micah 5:7. Concerning the temple at Jerusalem, the Lord declared through Isaiah, For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56:7.
Amen. Great job, everyone. The slide is kind of going all over the place. Sorry. Okay. We're coming for the first question in our study. Boys and girls, how long had the Jewish people waited for the Savior's coming? And upon what events did they rest their brightest hope? If you know the question, if you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
More than 1,000 years.
More than 1,000 years.
And
song and prophecies.
And temple light.
And household prayer.
They had enshrined
his name.
Waiting his coming.
Amen. Amen. So let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear ones.
Shall be accepted the Lord.
continue in Desire Ages, page 28. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph for below.
But the Israelites fixed their hopes upon worldly greatness. From the time of their entrance to the land of Canaan, they departed from the commandments of God and followed the ways of the heathen. It was in vain that God sent them, warning by his prophets. In vain they suffered the chastisement of heathen oppression. Every formation was followed by deeper apostasy.
Had Israel been true to God, he could have accomplished his purpose through their honor and exaltation if they had walked in the ways of obedience. He would have made them high above all nations with he has made in praise and in name and in honor. All people on the earth, said Moses, shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou which be afraid of thee, the nations which shall hear all this, that you shall say, surely this great nation is wise and understandable people. Deuteronomy 26, 19, 28, 10, Deuteronomy 4, 6. But because of their unfaithfulness, God's purpose could be brought out only through continued adversity and humiliation.
Great job. We come to the second question of our study, boys and girls. What caused the Israelites to depart from the commandments of God? And what are the two things that Israel has to do to be true to accomplish God's purpose? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
They fixed the hope upon worldly greatness and their honor and explanation had walked in the way of obedience. He would have made them high above all nations.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful memory song together, little ones.
Make me high above all nations.
Amen. We will continue on page 28, but paragraph 3. If anyone of the Bear family would like to take the next paragraph, double up.
Desire of Ages, pages 28. They were brought into subjection to Babylon and scattered through the lands of the heathen. In affliction, many renewed their faithfulness to his covenant. While they hung their harps upon the willows and mourned for the holy temple that was laid waste, the light of truth shone out through them, and the knowledge of God was spread among the nations. The heathen system of sacrifice were a perversion of the system that God had appointed, and many a sincere observer of heathen rites, learning from the Hebrews the meaning of the service divinely ordained, and in the faith grasp the promise of a Redeemer.
Desire of Ages, page 28. Many of the exiles suffered
persecution,
not a few lost. Their lives became because of their
refusal
to
disregard
the Sabbath and to
observe
the
heathen
festivals as
idolaters
were
roused
to Christ
crush
out the
truth.
The Lord brought his servant face to face with kings and rulers, that they and their people might
receive
the light. Time after time, the greatest monarchs were led to proclaim the supremacy of the God whom their Hebrew captors
worship.
Desire of Ages, 28.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Now we come to the last question of our study. Boys and girls, how did the Israelites renew their faithfulness to God's covenant? And why did God allow his people to be scattered throughout the heathen land? If you know the answer to this question, get one, bubble up.
The answer is in many afflictions, so that the light of truth would shine out through them, and a knowledge of their God would be spread among the nations.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And what a blessed high Sabbath it is. We hope and pray that next week we will have so much of the gathering of our brethren. Next week, we will continue our study on the Chosen People, Part 2. Now, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, that would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for everybody. Be safe. And bless everybody that's going to be baptized today. Let everybody have a good heart. Let everybody be blessed with a good Sabbath today. And let everyone get better, whoever is sick. And amen.
Dear God, thank you so much for that. Thank you all together. Thank you that all these people getting baptized today, and thank you for let everybody be grateful with the stuff they have, the stuff they have, and amen.
Amen.
Can we have some people baptized?
God, thank you for this great day, and I hope everybody have a good time at Sabbath. I hope everybody gets baptized. You're my mom, and great day, and this great week, and my sister and brother, my dad and my mom. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful Sabbath that we have today. And we had this wonderful Sabbath that we have, and the wonderful moms and dads. I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful kids that you made, moms that you made, dads that you made. And I hope everybody get baptized. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I just thank you for having this wonderful day today and having this wonderful Sabbath. And I just pray for everyone in Jesus' name. I pray, amen.
Amen. Family, has your heart been rejoicing today? Because mine is going pitter-patter. What a wonderful thing to hear so many of God's heritage today. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, chapter 2, The Chosen People. That will be on Sabbath, September 28, 2013. For all of those listening on the phone, I hope and pray that you have a wonderful Sabbath during the children's study. And also for those that will be listening to the recording later, we hope that you have been blessed as we were today. We left some activity for the children. We put together some of the drawings and different activities that they could be able to continue this blessed Sabbath. And I hope and pray next week we will be all here as well rejoicing in the Lord. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone.